what's happening with Storm Eleanor? What can we expect and what is it?
So, yeah, so Storm Eleanor is the next named storm of the season. It was named by the Irish Met Service. And it's a storm that's been pushing in across the UK. It's going to make landfall across the country through this evening, really. And it's going to firstly bring a band of quite heavy rain across the whole of the UK. So it's going to reach Kent really through the evening time. And it's going to bring some quite heavy rain for a time. But our main concern about the storm is the strength of the wind. It's going to bring some very strong winds indeed, really from this evening onwards. The winds are just going to start to pick up. So even once we lose the main area of persistent rain overnight, quite quick on hot on its heels, we'll see a rash of quite heavy showers. And with those heavy showers, that's when the winds are going to continue to gust. So we could see gusts locally up to 50 or 60 miles an hour. And that's the reason why we have this yellow be aware warning in force for those strong winds.
So what kind of problems could people face sort of heading into work tomorrow morning?
Yeah, the main impacts across Kent will be the fact that there will be some very strong winds, and that could bring some local disruption to public transport, for example. There could be some disruption to roads and bridges, and we could there could be quite a lot of flying debris around as well across Kent. So all these factors combined, so our best advice would be to be mindful of the warnings, take heed of the warnings, and stay in close contact with the weather forecast, because it's going to be a pretty stormy 24 hours ahead.
And obviously Kent has quite a lot of coastal areas, and so I just wondered if you could talk to me about the coastal areas in Kent and how they might be affected, because that's something that's quite a concern as well, isn't it?
Yes, there could be some fairly large waves across the coastal areas through tomorrow and tonight as well. So if you are walking along coastal areas, be mindful of the fact there could be some extra large waves, and be aware that you might not want to stand quite as close to the coastal areas as normal, purely because of that reason, because obviously safety is the number one issue.
And how is this different to recent storms that we've seen?
Some of the recent storms we've seen has brought windy weather, but the main focus of the strong winds have been a bit further north. This storm has, we've got this yellow be aware warning for wind across all of England and Wales. So that includes obviously the south of England. So unlike a couple of the most recent storms, which hasn't brought such strong winds across the south, Storm Eleanor will bring very strong winds across the whole of England, Wales, including the southeast too.